Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, everybody. How y'all doing?
Can you hear me, Keith?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm a little wild over here. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm doing fine. Just at the house, relaxing. Just got done editing a couple things.
Okay, we're going to talk about all that. Listen, before we do that, I just want to thank you so very much for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Glad to be
okay,
on.
Okay, well, we're going to get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, before me and Keith get started, I want to tell you something. I asked Keith to come on the show because I see so much going on Facebook. And for anybody that, you know, fans of mine, fans of his, or people that just come on my show or whatever, I want to you know, listen about what Keith's got going on. There's a whole lot, you know, that we got to get through here within an hour. So we're going to get started. First of all, Keith, tell everybody where you came from originally.
I came from South Boston, Virginia, originated. I grew up in Clover, Virginia, small town out in Virginia. Basically came really out the mud, you know what I'm saying, living in sticks and woods. You know, I came from, you know, a lot, you know, as a kid to adult, you know, going through the life of, you know, living, you know, poor, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at one time when I was 5 years old up to 7 years old, we had shit buckets, you know what I'm saying, piss buckets. Yeah, we used, and you know what I'm saying, as in my childhood, to come like this far, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know, we got people that got toilets and stuff this days and time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just a short story why I came up as a kid, you know, from the bottom, basically, and to becoming a film director and doing stuff in life.
Well, actually, I kind of want you, you know, if you don't mind getting into it, because a lot of people, you know, like if you was, if somebody don't know your story and they're just looking on Facebook, I personally would think you're somebody living, you know, what, 6-7 figures, you know? People don't, you know, they just look at you and be like, whoa, 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 but they don't know your story. You know what I'm saying? So I think your story is very important to tell for anybody that's listening, you know, a parent, a kid, whoever's on here listening, to get a little bit more deep in that story, if you would. Now, you said that you came up poor. Did you say that?
Yes, I sure did.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit, Keith, if you don't mind. All right, when you was very young, and I guess I'm not sure what age you realized that you was poor, as a little boy back then, I'm assuming, how was that making you feel? Like, how was you feeling?
You know what I'm saying? I felt like that's how life was at this time, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of stuff on out then, like the social media, all the stuff that you got to, you know, to make your life a little, you know, better, like, you know what I'm saying, money-wise, in other words, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we came from the tobacco fields. You ever heard about pulling tobacco? You know, we came from, like, a real plantation in the country of life, you know what I'm saying? To get out of debt doing that style to a different style of life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of was an incredible journey to me. You know what I'm saying? Ups and downs all the time.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, keep talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my grandpa used to farm at one time. He had his own plantation and stuff like that, a tobacco. So my family was poor. But, you know what I'm saying, they still had, you know, their way to make ends meet. So my grandpa, you know, he owned a plantation, and it actually went away, and his cousin had the next plantation, and my family started working on that to earn money and gain their own house. So I kind of grew up off tobacco money, you know what I'm saying. My folks basically, you know, came from, like you said, the bottom, and then we living a more better life now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, how the movie started to me as a kid, you know, always to watch TV, and I wanted to be on TV so bad. Like, I wanted to be a character. I used to watch movies like, man, if I could play this, starring me in this, starring me in that, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know really what I could, you know, how to make that happen. But over time, you know, it took a progress, and, you know, it took like really get down and think about how to make your dream or your passion or your desires come true. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So at what age, and I know you, you know, just got finished talking about, you know, when you said you was poor, sorry about that. As you got older, at what point did you start saying, and you did was talking about how when you was young that you were, you know, acting stuff out, wanting to be on TV and things of that nature. What age that you actually started writing? Because do you write your own films, do you not?
I do not write the films. I basically write up scenarios, and once I write it up one time, I remember it in my head. So I go out there and portray the movie how I vision it. You know what I'm saying? With, you know, as for the dialogue, I always let my actors create their own creative styles of words, as long as it makes sense to the storyline I got for them, you know, the scenario I got for them. Sometimes, you know, people don't really know what to say, so I got to tell them, you know, sometimes what to say. But most people, you know how to create, you know, their own dialogue to make sense to what's going on with what we need to put out to make the story seem realistic or believable.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think a lot of people feel that you have to be like back in the old school writing scripts, 30, 40, 50 pages. You know, and some people, Keith, if you know, you know, can't read that well. Hell, I can't read well, shit, you know. So I'm just saying the way you go about doing it, I think is amazing. You know, I'm just starting out. So what I do is I try to keep my script at 18 pages. And even if they don't read the script right, I do exactly what you do. I say it your way. You know, and make it make sense, but just say it your way. So I am so glad that you said that, because a lot of people think, you know, doing it that way is not the greatest way. I think it's the greatest way to do it, to think of the dialogue, you know, think of the story and have them dialogue it themselves. I think that is dope. That's like improving, right, the whole movie?
Yeah, definitely improving, but you definitely still, you know, creating your scenarios to how your story, you know, going to plot out. You know what I'm saying? You still making everything make sense. So you got to, like you said, write up your scenarios, and then once you remember them in your head, you go out there, perform it with whoever you got in whatever locations you picked out for your movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like you said,
I don't kind of go the Hollywood way at all because I'm more of a leader than a follower. I like to kind of do things my way to make stuff happen because if you try to follow everybody else's way, you're going to get lost in the pit sometimes. You ain't going to understand, like, how they jumped over this part that's messing me up. You know what I'm saying? If you create your own way and design your own way, how you going to film your movie to make your story happen, like, for instance, you know, how I would do it is I basically – just say I get some characters, I get some actors, I get a location, and I can see the location, what type of movie I can pull off by just picking out this location. Say if I picked out a barn field, a barnyard field, you know what I'm saying, with like hay and a landfill of grass and cows and pigs and just a big barn, I would do like a horror movie. So I'd be like, okay, I can shoot a horror movie in one day and get it done. All I need is about 4 or 5 characters and somebody to play the creature, whatever the monster going to be. Ooh. So I take them 4 characters, I build their storyline up together by actually talking to each one of them individually on the phone instead of trying to talk to the whole group at one time and do, like, you know, these get-together rehearsals. I talk to everybody individually so they can really get an understanding without any distraction in the background. Because, you know, when you're talking to the group, everybody really ain't paying attention or they either got their mind on something else. But if you can talk to all your actors individually, single-handedly, you can get a better grasp and they can get a better grasp of what they need to do and what you need to make happen to pull off your movie in the best way possible, you pulling it off.
You know your shit. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what you're saying is something I'm just starting out. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, know that. Give me a second. Thank you so very much for joining us. I see a lot of y'all 843s on here. I appreciate it. Me and Keith appreciate it. What I'm saying is this. I started out like that, Keith, with, you know, just doing exactly what you were saying. And so as I got some people on there, you know, that went and did it different. I guess they tried to do it Hollywood way, whatever. I noticed their films didn't come out too good at all anyway. No disrespect to nobody, but it's true. But for me, I don't know how. You know, this is amazing because I honestly was going the route that you was going. Call me a follower if you want to, but I really do not like all of that table reading. I'm in person. I just think it's not all that necessary. However, I do table readings, but I do it over the phone, and it gets very messy. You're right, Keith. It gets very messy. You know, sometimes I sit there and they be table reading. I be like, damn, this my movie? Because they be all over the place. So just to piggyback off what you said, I love the way you do that. That is so dope. And you on Toby with your shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, this is good stuff. This is good information right here. So, okay, let me just backtrack for a few people that's on here that wasn't on here when we first started talking. You do your story, excuse me, and then you talk to the people individually, and then they more than likely improv the story. So, you know, just kind of tell us again what you said again, if you don't mind.
Now, how you make a person improv a story real good is the best way is you got to talk to these actors individually on the phone. You got to set up a time frame. Like, look, Sarah, I'm going to call you 8 p.m. tonight, about 9. We're going to go over the whole movie and what I need you to do and who everybody else is. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's how I kind of do it. So when you talk to that one person, they're going to understand, oh, yeah, that's what I need to do, this is what I need to bring, this is how I need to look, this is what I need to act like. So they already creating their dialogue of what they're going to set in the storyline that you gave them already. So when they come out and they kill it on the first go or the second go, you be like, damn, they got an understanding of it because you actually spent that time and talked to them individually instead of a whole group chat where everybody ain't paying attention. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's basically, you got to get them into a position so they can understand your story without, you know, a lot of, you know, where people with distractions going on. You got to have that one-on-one talk. Like, they get off work at 6 and they free at 8 p.m., set up a call with them at 8 p.m., go over the whole story, what they need to do, what they need to bring, how they need to be, and they're going to pull off what they need to do. But you already know what they can pull off by whatever you've done with them before in life or how they act in life anyway. So I'm saying? So So, you know, that's how I define them. You know what I'm saying? I can look at people and tell if they the right type of character by looking at them and watching how they talk and how they swag is. And I'm thinking, like, I wonder, can they perform this? Because I'm seeing they looking like, no, look like they could be a cop. Yo, you look at them like, damn, yo, this guy look like he could be a cop. So, you know, he want to be in your movie. Be like, look, let me hear you say a couple of cop languages or talk that cop stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they'll do it. Be like, okay, well, you're the good guy for, you know. But, you know, you have some people that don't look the part. So you had to put and pick your people, how they look and how they act, really into the part that what gonna looks like the character that you need. Because everybody can't go in every part. Even though, you know, some people want main roles, it's just you don't look like the main role I need you in this film. So it's like you got to get a group of people together so they can be able to understand, like, look, you know, I can't be in every movie, but I definitely would try to do my best in the movie I get picked up so I can be keep being in movies, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as you grow and show them, you know how to work the system, and any other filmmaker, they show the actors they know how to work the system, people want to be in your movie just to be in there because they know you're going to have stuff on, you know, pretty much on point.
You know, I got to tell you something. I don't know, but what you're saying is exactly what I was doing. And then I started, once again, getting what other people thinking I'm supposed to do it their way, which that's what you call the following. I normally don't do that. But everything you're saying is what the way I started off. And I'm going back to doing the way I like doing it, Keith, because I think the way that you're saying is just not only is it easier, to me it's like the best way to go in regards to movies and things like that. Because you're on Tubi, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. You're on Tubi. With all of what you're saying, and so I got to take, and then I see a lot of your trailers, so I mean they'd be so dope, and I'd be like, whoa, wow! I know you. It seems like you're a horror guy. You like a lot of horror. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I kind of like more of mystery, suspense movies, and I like action dramas. I like everything, really. To tell you, it depends on what the movie is. It's just like, I can do a lot of horrors because they the easiest thing to make. You know what I'm saying? When you in horrors, yeah, you don't really need number one location, really, and about four or five actors. You can make a great horror. You know what I'm saying? But like drama films where you might need like a real story, a basic story that you might got to travel to location, that would take more time. So it's like a thriller you can do kind of quick too, because you could come up with one big major plot that's going on and everybody trying to survive or trying to make it out or trying to, you know, fix the problem, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you kind of do easier type of genre so you can get more movies out and get yourself out there so you can be known around the world. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's just how I go, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And you know what, when you was talking, the first thing came to my mind was like Friday the 13th. And the reason why I did was because it was only 6 to 8, maybe 9 of them, maybe 10 there. And the movie made, what, multi-million dollars, you know? So you're right. You don't need a whole lot of people. You just need that Jason or whoever, you know. This is a real good lesson learned here, you know. So, yeah, that definitely is something, a way people should go. I love it, what you're saying, because I was doing everything, you know, what you were saying. And I did a turn. I don't know why I made that turn, Keith. And maybe because I wasn't understanding about movies at the time. And I still got a lot to learn, you know. But with that being said, tell me about acting. Do you go into the acting as well? You acting in your movies as well?
Yeah, acting, that's why I started making movies, because I wanted to really be an actor. And I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, be an actor so bad, I couldn't get a role that I decided, like, look, I really got to make films to be an actor. So it all started because I really wanted to be in movies so bad. You know, so I wanted to be, like, I wanted that to be my career, like I'm an actor. I go out and shoot films or acting films, but I couldn't ever get, like, an opportunity like that. So sometimes when you want stuff that happen how you want it or you want to get what you want in life, you got to put on multiple hats and become other things to get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm really a filmmaker, all because I really wanted to act.
Ooh, I see. So you do your, wait a minute, you do a whole lot, you wear a whole lot of hats. That's why, I mean, I had to interview you, I had to get with this stuff. You act, so, you okay, explain to me if you can, when you're acting, who's rolling the film, you know, how does that work?
How does it work? Oh, because, you know, your actors, man, they'll come out and help you. They'll do everything they can to try to make the film be a success because they want to be in something good. So, you know, anybody that's able to hold this camera, you know, the proper way and make it, you know, record right the proper way, I'm willing to let them do that. I got four people that's actors that actually, you know, hold a camera and know what they're doing, you know, with my camera. So it's like I give it to one of them four and they'll hold it and make it happen too, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I'm only trying to, you know, inspire them to, you know, to get their own cameras and make other movies as well. And it's like a journey with everyone. You know, I love to teach and help people advance. That's why I get new actors chances to be and on platforms, major streaming platforms, whether it's Tubi, Amazon, whether it's Plex TV, whether it's Cineverse, whether it's Real TV, the Onyx streaming channel. I'm on a whole lot of these. Reveal. I'm about to be on a lot of these channels because I got picked up. But, you know, they ain't went live yet. They only went live on six different channels that I'm on. I'm only live on six different channels, but other channels has picked me up, putting me live, you know, whenever their live date go down. I don't know. That's on the distribution. But, you know, we doing it.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, we doing it. We just, like you said, with the Tubi movies, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, that's like a God blessing, you know, for me. Because at 1 year, I mean, it happened in, like, last year, I didn't even know I can do all this. I didn't even know how to distribute a movie. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know, like, what to do, like, how to do it. But I had to learn the process, and it took me 3-4 months, like, to sit down and Google and find out how to get my movie distributed. So I took time out every day. I'm searching, Googling, trying to see what to do, how to do it, and how to even, you know, find the proper right program to go to, site to go to get your movie distributed. So it's like, it was a process. So I learned that stuff, and all it takes is somebody to be determined, and they could do the same.
Wow. You're right. My daughter is now doing exactly what you've done, and you're right, it does take months and months. We haven't got the first one up there yet due to the fact that the guy, Jay Brown, shout out to Jay Brown, he wants some other, you know, he wants to make it look a little better than what it does, so he wants to hold on off it. But you're right, there's so many things that she's doing. She even had to go on, she had to have a virtual conversation with somebody. I don't know if you went that way or not, but everything you're saying is, oh my God, you are really good at what you do. I tell you, even though you said, you know, all that stuff you went through, I'm thinking that it did not make you stronger. You know, all of what you went through when you was young, it did not make you stronger and stronger because, you know, it's so wonderful to see a black man on there doing his thing, and you got so much great support. So that's why I really wanted you on here to talk to these young brothers out here that think they can't do it. I knew you was going to come on here and tell us all that good stuff. We're going to hear some more as well. So you talked about Tubi. What are your movies that are on there? Can you tell the people about the movies that are on there so they can go look?
Well, I do make different genre movies. Seeds of Satan, which is basically like a comedy thriller. Legend of Paul Prize, kind of like a dark thriller. Sweet Kiss Goodnight is kind of like a crime mystery. And Hustle Game is more like a black genre basketball story. And Some in Virginia is more like another horror creature movie. Instead of a slasher, it's more of a horror creature movie, Something in Virginia. So I try to do different, you know, genres, you know, with different aspects of a different movie. You know what I'm saying?
So how many you have on Tubi now?
Well, I actually got 5 on Tubi now, and like you said, I can't say it. It's more going to come, but I don't know. It's like I got 4 movies unreleased that I finished already, so I got to submit them to QC as well so I can get them distributed on major streaming platforms. So I don't know how many more I'm coming. I could have one coming next month, but I could not. I don't know. I ain't going to say it, but I got 5 right now on there. So most likely, you know, people can just Google my name, Keith LaKeem Powell, and you can see all the 5 movies pop up.
Ooh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I love hearing this good stuff. So, you okay? So you direct. Do you edit your films as well?
Yes, I edit my films. I kind of got to wear multiple hats because I don't like to wait on nobody to get to the next level. That's why I said I got to be an editor. I got to be the director. I got to produce it and find locations and buy props. You know, you got to put yourself in a predicament. Now, it do be some actors willing to invest in themselves and buy props, even for, you know, themselves or to use in my movie or their other movies that they be in. You know, there's other actors that invest in themselves by bringing out, you know, stuff they need for their character and stuff like that. So it's like a lot of help with the LEP team. I call them a team and a family because it's like 30 actors I got in a group that's willing to, you know, perform in the movie. All they want is exposure. They want to just be seen and heard about and known and reels be built upon. So, you know, we work together. Like, it's like I give them some, they give me some. They'll help with some props. I get them exposed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's a net idea that we got. And that's what helps me now today get a little better with my movies because they helps me out. You know what I'm saying, with different stuff, you know what I'm saying. In the first couple of years, I was, you know, kind of buying everything, trying to get out, get on my feet because, you know, I didn't have a belief system that actually thought I could do it until you start doing it, you know what I'm saying. So I've done like 20-some movies on YouTube, and that's how people got behind me by saying like, oh, this dude just keep on going with movie after movie, putting them on YouTube, so I learned how to actually distribute them.
20 on YouTube? You kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, 20 on YouTube.
Whoa. More. That's a lot. I didn't know that you had movies on YouTube as well. You have them on there now where people can go watch as well?
Yep. All you got to do is type in my middle name, LaKeang, on YouTube, LaKeang on YouTube, and you'll see a bunch of stuff pull up. Some of them are skits. Some of them are short movies. Some of them are music videos. Some of them are just a whole bunch. It's like over 100-some stuff over there. So it's like at least about 20-some shorts, about 30 skits on there. Skits be like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes long. Shorts be like 20 to 40 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? And I got movies on there and series on there. So it's like, it's a lot of stuff on there.
So I see that even when you put all that stuff up there, some people do things such as, like, okay, if you're doing something and then you shut it down for a while and then you come back and do it, I don't know if you get nervous or whatever. You seem to, even though you had all the movies on YouTube, as you just said just now, nothing seems to have bothered you. You seem to me, I can be wrong, you can correct me if I am, that you're going to the top no matter who likes it or who doesn't.
Yeah, that's what you got to put in your head because there's a lot of setbacks through all them movies. It was like a learning experience. Through every YouTube movie I made was a learning experience, and it teach you stuff like because each movie is different, not by storyline. I'm talking about like by the ways I film it, by who I film with, you learn like who is dependable. You learn like who will help you out. You learn like what locations you can use around town for free. You learn like who will go beyond to make sure their vision come true by what they want to do in the movie and mine come true as well. You know, you'll learn all that. You know, you'll have people call out. You'll have people say this and that about the movie after they make it. You'll have people cause beef in a group with other people. You'll know who the people that's drama-free. You'll learn everything. You'll learn if it's, you know what I'm saying, you'll go through disasters like, oh, it's going to rain on the day you need to film outside. You know, we done filmed in the rain during the drizzle a couple of times. You know, you'll learn who will bear with you through the thick and thin to try to get all our vision done because, like you said, everybody just want that film exposure. You know, that's what they really want. They want to be seen in something and can have that memory in life that will last forever. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really want besides the rich and fame, money. You know what I'm saying? Because more money you make, the more than the government going to take. So either way, you're going to be in the same predicament whether you're making a small check, a rich check. Because if you're making a $10 million, they still going to tax you. You still got to pay so much out, and you still got to pay for your high houses a millionaire a month. You still got to pay the insurance, and you still got to spend that money. It's just a lot of money you got to deal with that you still in the same boat because if you got that much money, you can't live in a normal area in somewhere in town. You got to live out there in a rich area because to be safe because, you know, that's just the way of life. Anytime any celebrity they always got to live in that behind the gates. You know what I'm saying? They can't live outside the gate. So either way, you're going to have to pay that money, whether you're rich or whether you're broke, you got to spend money. So I don't do it for the money. I do it for the fame, the memory, the you even say clout. Fuck it. I do it for the be known for something. That's why I do the movie. That's why I want to be in one, to be seen, because when your day come, it's over.
That is true. That is very, 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 very true. You are really very well-rounded. I'm loving this. I'm really loving this this interview. Before we continue the interview, I want you to know that I don't know where a lot of these people are from. I'm not going to call out their numbers, but we got a 781 on here. Whoever you are, thank you so very much for joining me and Keith. Let me see here now. Oh, I want to shout out. I didn't even see you. I want to shout out this guy from Charleston, South Carolina. He's a damn goat. Colors is on. Thank you so much. He supports so damn much. You got a lot of people in here, Keith. Tell them hello.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Tell them hi. Tell them they on here for you.
Hey, I thank y'all for coming out, supporting me, listening to some of my stories and some of, you know what I'm saying, the ways I make films. I appreciate it. You know, big shout out to everybody, because I know a lot of y'all got y'all thing going on, whether it's in the film industry, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, fishing, hunting. It could be anything, because like you said, I got a lot of friends that fish and hunt, and, you know, that's what their hobbies is, just like I love making movies. You got to look at making movies as a hobby, and you can't go for it to do it for the dollar. You got to do it for the love. And that's how I keep going, no matter all the setbacks I go through, all the disasters I come upon, the movie still get done because I do it out of love. Because when you love something, you're not going to let down. But if you don't get that money, you're going to quit something. You're like, oh, man, I'm in it for the money. I ain't getting it. Fuck the movie shit. If you do it for the love, that means you ain't got the money. You're going to still keep going until you know, you'll get there eventually. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. Keep doing whatever you're doing, and may the success be to you.
Yeah, and I would say it must be a lot of your people, a few people in here from Charleston, because I see the 843s, but it must be a lot of people you know, because these are area code numbers. I have no idea where they came from, but y'all fly with it. I appreciate y'all for coming on and supporting Keith like that. This is very nice. And Charleston, thank y'all so much. We're going to continue the damn interview. We're going to move on to some other stuff. Okay, so Keith, we know about the directing, you know, the acting and the write. You don't write. You tell the story, and then you call and talk with the people individually, which I think is great. I think that's one of the smartest things to do. Keith, if you ever hear anybody tell you that, oh, you know, Sandra's starting to call us now, I got it from you.
Okay.
I got that shit from you. I'm going to say it right on my show, because that sounds like a plan, dude. Do you mind if I steal it? Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. I want everybody to learn how to do this so they can, you know, make something happen, you know, if they into doing
hell
it. But
yeah.
Really, you know, you got to just love to do it anyway. Because, you know, that's the only way to really, you know, to get it done. You got to really love to do this, because you will have setbacks. You will have money you spent for no reason. You will have people walk out on you. You will have everything turned against you, and you all in the corner by yourself and alone, and you know you're the only one that can make this happen. So you will get to a state like that, but you got to really love to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I really got to tell you, I learned some stuff from you. I mean, like I said, I'm still a baby in it. I only got one movie out so far. Had two, but like I said, Jay Brown's going to, he wants to do some stuff to it. But I'm just learning so much from you, and I'm learning an easier way, you know, a much easier way to do it, because I got five movies just sitting because of what I wasn't doing. You know, so you taught me a lot here today. I really appreciate this. This is wonderful. So, do you do anything outside of this, or this is just your baby? This is what you do all the time. Like, do you do anything else outside, which is a lot? You know, this is a whole lot to do. But is there anything else that you do? You know, outside of directing, the acting, you know, all the other, you know, everything that goes into film. Is there anything outside of that you do?
Well, some beyond film, I live an average 9-to-5 life. I go to work. I got a family. You know what I'm saying? I spend a lot of time with when I'm not at work. You know what I'm saying? It's like really family and movies. That's all I really do. You know what I'm saying? Outside of everything else, I don't really do. But family and movies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, shout out to you and your wife. You just got married, right?
Yep, just got married.
All right. Shout out to the missus. I don't know her name, but shout out to her. You can say it if you want to. Congratulations to the both of you guys. Say it again.
Yep. And, Mr. Quantum Power.
All right now. I like that. I like that. So let's go to some of the people. I want to talk about if there's any directors, whether they're local celebs or whether they're rich like Tyler Perry, whatever. Do you know, is there some of the directors out there that you like?
I don't know no celebrity directors. That's why I was, you know, hesitant to ask the question because I don't know any celebrity directors. You know what I'm saying? Only one, the celebrity director, you know what I'm saying, I really kind of know is Spike Lee, but I don't know him personally. You know what I'm saying? I just heard about him and, you know, seen his movie. But as for the independent directors, it's a lot. I want to shout out to Soap Watson, Indy Heat. He out in Portsmouth, Virginia. He's a director, a filmmaker as well. And Dust House, Derek Holly, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out. And I know Felicia, GG1 Rivers, big shout out. You know what I'm saying? I know you, of course. Big shout out to you. I know a couple of new ones I just met. I just can't get their name out, you know, because I can't really remember right now because I feel good right now at the time. I ain't going to say what I'm doing, but I just feel good, you know.
Not during the show, right?
Yeah, during the show. But anyway,
stop that.
Big shout out to all them guys. You know, this independent filmmakers, you know what I'm saying? I know Devin Bray Jr. and Kansas, the guy, the big Tubi group. He real successful in the movies that he do. And I know a couple people, like you said, I can't remember all them names offhand, but you know, big shout out to all of them because, like you said, man, they in it, they doing it because they love it because they keep doing it.
Right, right. And you know something I want to say again? I don't know what me and you, I don't know how old you are. Maybe we were sisters and brothers back in the day because I like a lot of the things that you're saying and I've lived it. One of the biggest things that even though, like, on my show, I did have, you know, Kevin Hart and all them, you know, a lot of the celebrities that were millionaires on here. But what I want to say is just something that you said. I'm more for the people like us that's trying, you know, to do our thing. I'm more for the local celebrities. I'm more for the independent people, you know, whether you be a rapper, whatever it is that you're doing out there, that's who I'm more for, opposed to the ones that got millions and billions and trillions of money, you know what I'm saying? So no disrespect, but I definitely am more for people, you know, that's trying to make it and stay in it no matter what and all that good stuff. So I'm with you with that one, Keith. I'm with you. I'm definitely with you for sure with that. Tell us about your, you won an award. Tell us about that.
I won Director of the Year twice this year, by two different companies, Fire Magazine, Miss Teresa Taylor, I won an award with her, and Jazzy J. Paula out in Georgia, I won an award with him and his establishment. Big shout outs to both of them for just, you know, having recognition for us filmmakers, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to him. He a filmmaker as well, you know what I'm saying? And Miss Teresa, she got her own global magazine production. She got it all out, and she doing her thing up there in Chicago. So big shout out to her as well. And, you know, it's just like networking, you know what I'm saying? Like connecting with, you know, the right people, you know, can lead you into the right direction.
Exactly, exactly. So listen, I want to say this. If you know some people that you'd like to send over to me to come on my blog radio and this talk show, I would love it. I would love to get these more independent filmmakers because, like I said, I'm just starting out. I'm not nowhere where you're at this point, but I would love to interview a lot of them and just, you know, let them talk about it with me. So if you know of any people, inbox me. Send them to me. I'd love to interview them. You know?
But so all people that's listening, make sure y'all inbox if y'all want a special meeting with Miss Angela Wilson and let her talk to y'all on the radio show about y'all career. So go ahead, drop something in her inbox and get on the show so people can hear you, hear your side of your story, see your success, see what you're doing in your life. This is your chance to make yourself expand, you know what I'm saying? So go on ahead and do what you got to do. Send a DM. Let her know something. Then she'll put you on the show, get you hooked up. You experience your life story, talk about your career, talk about your success in life, and let's make it happen.
Yeah, but with you, I must say, you inspired me. I was watching you on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God, look at this. Look at this dude. Like, he is killing it. And so I was like, ah, I got to get him on here. So I had the inbox and asked you to come. However, one of these times, I want you to come and do a live show with me. We'll talk about that and see whenever you come into Charleston. I just did a couple of live shows with some people and got some more. In my live shows, I just pick a certain amount of people because of the fact that I don't do them all the time. So if I ask you, oh, please do a live show, that means I must really like you, you know, regardless of what you're doing, because I only do live show once a month. So me and you have talked about that before, not like talk about it, but I definitely asked Keith to do a live show with me, and we're definitely going to talk about that and see if we can make that happen. You come here to Charleston and see what we can do for you to come out here and do a live talk show with me. I think it would be so dope. I really do. One thing I do want to say, guys, listen, anybody, I don't think that me and Keith have a lot of the same friends or anything like that, but Keith can get this interview, and I can send it to him, and he can put it on his page, you know, so you all can hear it if you like. You know, it's all kind of shit you can do with this blog radio talk show when you pay for it. There's all kind of shit you can do with it. So with that being said, you know, Keith, I can send it to you, and you can put it on your page if you like, and the people can hear it that didn't hear it. There's a lot of people on here, but maybe some people didn't hear it, and I'd be glad to send it to you, and you can get it and, you know, let people listen to it. Now, Charleston can hear it, you know, but anybody, well, all over, because this is internet, so God damn it, a whole lot of people. I don't know how many is on here. I don't catch it till like the end, and then it tells me, and sometimes it'd be like thousands and thousands and thousands of people on here, and I don't even be knowing until I get to the end, and I'm just starting back out, so I'm getting like the greatness of people, you know, on here, you know. But anyway, with that being said, I wanted to ask you, you are, let's see now, okay, so we talked about you in regards to, you know, what your liking is inside the industry, and also we all talked about what you did and you didn't like, which you didn't talk about anything that you didn't like, but is there something that you can say, this is what Keith really do not appreciate or don't like about the industry?
Where the industry itself is, it's a lot of stuff that a lot of people won't like, but, you know, to be for real, you got to understand the industry side of the conflict, you know what I'm saying, before I spit any bad on anything, because I don't really want to talk bad. I just want everybody to elevate, get better, and do what they really here to do on earth to make happen. So it was more than... This right here is more than a dream to me. It's like my destiny. You know what I'm saying? So, any bad comments, I ain't got none on nobody. You know, I done had a lot of
good
in and out different people. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna even. That's nothing to talk about. It's just like with the industry. You know, the SAG and the Hollywood. You know, they doing their thing, and the indie filmmakers. You know, they doing their thing. So it's just like everybody just trying to be entertained, basically. So, you know, that's all I can say about it.
Yeah. Man, well, you know, me, I just would love to see more support. You know, people support each other more. I would love to see more of that. And that's really only my problem, just with the supporting. I think that it can be better. You know, I think we can all come together and do better and be better. So I think that if more and more people support, you know. But I will say this, Keith. The last couple of shows I did, including yours, you guys, whoever your friends are, or your you know, the people that support you are, they really are on here. I'm not shocked with you or anybody that's been on here, but what I would say is that people are really on here looking out. So I think that's a wonderful thing, guys. Like, I see numbers on here I do not know, and I can see everybody's number clearly. And there's some Charleston people in here as well, but I just want to let you know, your people really are supporting you, and I think it's such a beautiful thing. It really is. You know, I like this. I like seeing this.
And the people, you know what I'm saying, they are great. I mean, there's a lot of people that really will come out and give their all making, you know, this movie happen. And I got to appreciate that. And I appreciate every last one of them. You know, even the people that's watching and just love watching, you know, the entertainment I throw out, I love them people as well, because you got to show love to them. And they see that I do it out of love, because you know, I'm not rich, I'm not wealthy, I'm not big, you know, balling. I'm not doing it. I'm still living a normal life. I'm just determined to fulfill my goals of making movies, something I love doing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I did do. I was able, as you was talking, I was listening to, we're listening to you, but I did try to do something, and I do see. So far, we have 646 people on here. Y'all, get out of here, y'all. Y'all playing? Go ahead, y'all. And I just started out. Now, the other two interviews that I did, I didn't pull them up at that time, but we do have about 646 on here so far, and I think that's wonderful. If it was six people on here, I would think it's wonderful. I just, as long as a person gets their story out, you know, it just makes me, like, real happy, you know. I love interviewing you guys. It's just a joy. It's just such a pleasure to me. Tell me or tell the audience anything that I may not have asked of you, something you want to say.
I want to say, basically, you know, I want success for everyone. I want everyone to actually, you know, really, whatever they love to do, just go ahead and do it. You know, don't wait on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because the only one going to make something happen is yourself. So that's why I had to learn. I never learned then. I learned that you really got to make it happen yourself. Whether you want to be a, you know, make a movie, whether you want to make a song, whether you want to be on TV in general, whether you want to do podcasts, whether you want to do, you know, beats and make beats, you know what I'm saying, or be a producer, just anything outside entertainment, like whether you want to be a doctor, nurse, a lawyer, you really got to make that happen on your own. You know, you can't depend on nobody or wait, because you'll be waiting your whole life. You can't say, I'll do it tomorrow. You got to say, I'm going to do it today.
That's what I'm talking about. What about people that want to be in your movies? How would they get in contact with you? Can you tell them where people can contact you at?
You can contact me through my email. You can contact me through Facebook. And like you said, I have a group of people that we're auditioning, you know, new actors for me, you know what I'm saying? They just done it before, you know, and they're real good at it. So, you know, we definitely could give, you know, new actors a chance. So that's what I'm here for, to give. You know, somebody always wanted to be in a movie, and we'll give them a chance. Whether they can't act or not, you know, if they can't act too good, okay, you know, I can't put them in a big role, but I will give them a try as a little small role, give them a few lines to say so they can get used to it until they build up, until they can get ready to perform, you know, a lead role, you know what I'm saying? So it's been like that with several of my actors then, you know, they went through small role to medium role, and now they starring in a role, so I'm saying? So, you know, I love to give new people chances. And like you said, you just can't start off, you know, at the top. You're a new actor. You got to come on being something small. And then you eventually, maybe the next one or the one after that, you'll be a lead role or a big supporting role. You know what I'm saying? So it's always about, like, putting in and investing in yourself. It ain't about giving me money. It's about, you know, getting an outfit that maybe look like the character. You invest in yourself so you can look good on TV. That's something you do in life anyway. You buy a new outfit for you go to a party, so you'll buy outfit for you to look good in this movie, and you invest in yourself, you know what I'm saying? So you can be seen on TV. So that's how I look at it with everything. Like, when people, you know, spend money, you're investing in yourself so you can be seen looking good in this predicament, you know what I'm saying? Just like if you seen looking good going to a party. You know what I'm saying? You might need a doctor, nurse outfit for the movie. I got actors that go out and buy, like, a coat. Karen Edwards, one of them. You know, Penny Richardson, she one of them, will buy a doctor's jacket, you know what I'm saying, the white coat. You know what I'm saying? And it's different ones, like, you know, actors that go out and buy, like, the outfit or whatever they need for the movie, you know what I'm saying? And that helps out a lot. So I got to respect them a lot as well. And it's so many, you know what I'm saying? I can't name them all. I got a group of 30 of them, and it's just so many. And I hate to start naming, and not leave off somebody, because I want to show love to everybody.
Yeah, with that one, you might want to say what you just said, because 30 names, that's a lot right there. You may miss a few. I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like you said, shout out to the LEP main group. It's on Facebook. They know who they is. There's so many of them. It's 32 of them. So shout out to them because we, some of them, me and some of them got to shoot a movie next Saturday together, which is called Secret Killer. And it's a mystery crime, you know, to keep you on the edge of your seat, you know what I'm saying, with a little action, a little comedy, and a lot of drama.
Action, comedy, and drama. Is this a one movie or different movies?
This is a one. It's going to be one individual project, one movie. Actually, we're going to shoot it in one day. We're going to start from early in the morning to probably all night, and we're going to knock it out. It's like a short crime story, you know what I'm saying? There's a one old guy in town. He gets murdered, and he's the, you know, it's a small town. The movie involves a small town, and everybody know each other. So everybody know this old guy that always comes to every store and drive through town. So he end up getting murdered, and the people of town start gossiping about the murder, and they're trying to plot out who done it. And you don't get to see who done it till the end of the movie.
And this is something that you're doing Saturday coming up?
Next Saturday? August 12th.
And you be shooting movies in one day?
Yeah, we're going to shoot this one in one day. And, you know, I do, like, add-ins. Like, you know, I might do an add-in scene on another day. Like, maybe, you know, one or two add-in scenes. Either do a lot of editing or use effects or make a news podcast. I do something to extend the movie so it can at least be an hour long. So, you know, most likely, but really we're going to shoot it all in one day, like all the scenes and scenario. Now I might add in a scene with me doing some of the movie because I could just, you know, be by myself and film whatever I need to film, you know, whatever role I was going to play in the movie so I can make the movie, you know, go to an hour long, you know. But most likely we'll film like Legend of Paul Pry, your friend Donna Joseph. You know her, don't you?
Of course. You know what? Speaking of Donna, shout out to Donna J, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know who you was, because I wasn't on your page. And I said, shout out to her. Thank you, girl.
I'll tell you that we shot Legend of Paul Prime one day. Then it's some other actors you'll know, like Jerome, maybe you know Jerome Melly or Joanne St. Pat, different one, Karina Beltram, PJ Yancey, Leonard Trent, Nathaniel Robbins, so many, man. We shot a movie called Caesar Satan in one day, too, and they know about that. Now, I've done an add-in on the second day, but we only filmed like 2 hours with a couple of people just to do an add-in and make the, you know, the movie at least lasts for an hour, so I'm saying? But you just got to know how to do it, because you got to really orchestrate your movie into what you need to do. And it ain't every movie in one day. It's just certain movies you can film in one day. So it depends on what type of movie you're making. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. When you say, okay, let's just say you did one movie in one day, one whole movie in one day. How many minutes is that normally? Like, is that a 45-minute short film, or, what you're doing in, you know, from that morning to late that night, or, you know, early to the next morning, like how many minutes would it be if we were watching it?
To tell you the truth, yeah, it'd be like an hour. Like I said, Legend of Paul Prowl was an hour and 6 minutes, and we shot that in one day. Now, I did come back out that night and shoot a scene with my son. So with Legend of Paul Prowl, like, we shot the whole film in one day, but I done an add-in with my son, where my son finding a lost camera and be able to see Donna J on the recording, you know what I'm saying? So I did shoot that, like, for an hour with my son on the next day. But it's still, like, the whole shoot really is one day. Like, my layout that I got, like, scenarioed out, like, scene one, scene two, scene three, I film all that mostly in one day and do an add-in to make the movie, you know, go an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So your normal films, like the ones that are on Tubi, how long are those?
Yeah, all of them over an hour long. Legend of Paul Pry is the shortest one.
What is that, about 45 minutes, 50 minutes?
No, that's an hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. How long does Tubi let you go? Because from what I was told, I think the 75 minutes is at least they would take it, which I don't understand why we were told that, because I think she's going through Maverick. But,
maybe to go through Maverick, a certain distributions, you know, maybe they want your movie that long, like an hour and 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with Tubi,
with I'm since I'm independent and I distribute myself, I don't have to go through another middleman, you know, like you said, like a Maverick, a BMW.
Exactly.
A different, you know,
yep.
So I don't go through a middleman, so I don't have to go, you know, an hour and 20 minute move. Mine could be probably like an hour. Well, my shortest is an hour and 6, and it still came on Tubi, in other words. I done seen some filmmakers movie an hour and 2 minutes, and theirs on Tubi. So it's like whoever you with or whatever distribution, you got to just go by their rules or find another distribution or whatever, you know. It's just like, you know, certain circumstances. But like you said, I think if at least be an hour or two be a pick it up, I wouldn't try below 59 minutes, I tell you that much. You know, I try to at least make
that
hour,
1 minute
at least
makes a lot of...
It'd be on the safe side, an hour and 3 minutes, because I seen the movie with Jamal Woodland. He got a movie out there. It's an hour and 2 minutes long, so in his own Tubi. So on the safe side, I just try to go over hour and two so I can make sure Tubi pick it up. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah, because they're giving us a hard time. My daughter's going through a Maverick. We were sent in, but they said it wasn't long enough. So now, and that's Piano is the name, which Donna's story in that, but that actually is not long enough. Going through a Maverick, they needed to be 75 minutes at least. So that's one of the reasons why Jay has to go back and add some more onto it. You know, it's a good thing he said he had a lot of footage, so, yeah. But that's why I asked you that, because I didn't know there's a,
Yeah, like you said, how he adds stuff back on to it is kind of easy. He'll take some footage and maybe make a news report, or he'll just, you know, do some of the footage in slow motion and make the film a little bit longer. You know, different ways you can add in that hour to get it to the hour. So, yeah, it'll be easy and simple. Y'all get it right and make it happen, because that's what's going to happen, because you love doing what you're doing.
I love it. I love it. I love that. I love this right here. I love them both. So I'm going to put my effort in each, both of them, you know, as much as I can. I'm just learning the movie business, but this talk show is my baby, you know. I've been doing it for so long, then I stopped for a while, and I came back. But listen, if anybody, I'm going to do something real quick. If anybody's on here that want to say anything to Keith, you can. So I'm not doing any favorites, but I will say this. There's a friend of mine on here. He comes on all the time. He's such a supporter. He's a GOAT in Charleston, South Carolina, and he always speaks to my celebrities. He's a celebrity, too, but he always speaks to my celebrities on. So I just want him to tell you hello, Keith. Good guy, good guy. Well, Carlos, what are we doing right now? Carlos, are you there, darling? Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
How you doing? You know I put you on, celebrity to celebrity. Keep
I'm
it
good,
on.
I'm
Come
good.
In, Carlos.
How you doing there?
Keith, I inboxed you, too. I was inboxing you earlier because I definitely want to check your movies out and bring you on those to watch radio a little further down, you know what I'm saying? So I want to check your movies out first.
Yes, sir. So we definitely
gonna be connected, man. I like what you're doing. I love the information you're dropping, you know what I'm saying, and showing love to everybody from Donna to Sandra to Felicia. That's how it's supposed to be. So number love, you know. I definitely gonna be connecting with you, brother.
Yep, number love, man. Because like you said, man, it don't even hurt to, you know, support any and everybody you can. It don't hurt to like, you know, show love on a post or, you know, send a comment, drop a comment. You know, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying, supporting and, you know what I'm saying, you know, helping each other out so they can be, you know, better at what they want to do. You know, at least feel better to what they doing, you know what I'm saying? Because when you get that support and that love, it always makes you feel better. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel like, okay, this is really why I love doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. Keep doing your thing, brother. Definitely. Thank you, Sandra. I'm looking forward to 27.
Yeah, I want to say something while Carlos is on here, guys. When you was talking about, you know, the love that you're giving the people, Keith, Carlos is like the GOAT with that. I mean, I think everybody that I know was connected through him here in Charleston, going to Columbia, going to Atlanta, just all over. But I don't want to give out too much of his information because we're going to do our live interview and everybody will hear all that good stuff in as well. But, yeah, I definitely wanted to. And he's one of the ones I just put on around all the time unless somebody else asks you, you know, to say hello, because he's such a good person, you know, a good man, and he got so much going on. But I'm not going to tell you all of that. We're going to wait until his interview. We're doing Keith's interview right now. Thank you, Cuz. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, Sandra. Yes, Keith, have a good one, man. We'll be in contact.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. He got some what? Keith, he got a lot. I can't wait till you get on his show. I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing, but I can't wait till you get on his show as well. He got a whole lot of shows out in regards to, you know, the radio show. He got so much going on. You guys are talking. You guys are getting together, and I can't wait to hear you on there as well. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. You gave me so much information. You know what I'm saying? I am like, whoa. Things I didn't even know in regards to the movie business. And, Keith, the information was free.
It was
free. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? There's something else that I want to say to you. You can tell that you really love. You know, you really want to help people and stuff like that, and you really care to see everybody do good, and I think that's a wonderful way to be. So thank you for sharing with me and the people, you know, that was listening. Thank you, Color Sue, as well, and all the beautiful people, you know, that came on these numbers. I don't know who y'all are, but I know y'all supported Keith. Some of the 843 numbers are on here. You guys are, like, freaking dope. You understand? And I thank y'all for supporting me, and I thank y'all for supporting Keith. You understand? And just supporting. Anything else you want to say, Keith, that may not have said, talk to him.
I just want to tell everybody have a nice night and, you know what I'm saying, sleep safe and dream big, you know what I'm saying?
All right now. Keith, listen, I can't thank you enough for coming on my show. I can't wait to do you live. At some point, we're going to talk about it and see when I can get you down here to do a live show. And I got my next live show coming up is Colors. And so that's going to be dope. You know, we're excited about doing that. But I would love to have you here right after him, because I do them, Keith, monthly and at the end of the month. So, you know, you would have way in time to prepare and all that good stuff and see what I can definitely do to get. 773, what's happening? You just got on here. Why are you playing? Hi, 773. I tell you something. Thank you so much for joining. Somebody just came on here. I appreciate it. You guys are amazing. God, y'all some good people. I appreciate it. Somebody just came on here. Yep. I don't know who it is. That might be somebody for you, because I really don't know this one. Hello. Keith, the thing is, right, I can click them on, but I'm not doing that because they would have to tell me they want to talk. So a lot of people just listening, you know. So that's fine. But that area code number 773, you just got on, but thank you so much. You missed the whole interview. But guess what? No worries. I'll send it to Keith. He can put it on his page, and you can hear it all over again, you know, or as many times as you like. Or you can just go to my blog radio talk show and hear it there. Whatever you want to listen to it at, that's fine. So I'm sorry you came on late, but it was a great interview. So, Keith, listen, I appreciate you. I thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show Celebs. You are amazing. Do you know that?
I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, be the entertainer and entertain everyone. That's all I'm trying to do.
That's what you're doing. What you mean you're trying? You already there, dude. You already there. You're doing it. You're helping a lot of people. Looking out for us. That's beautiful.
I don't want to be big-headed, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be big-headed, you know. I just want to just keep motivating everybody, you know, to just do what they want to do in life, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's entertainment, whether it's, you know, other stuff in life, just do what you love to do and make it happen.
Exactly. So, with that being said, and for me, this is just in my opinion, it's not about being big-headed in my opinion. It's just, you know, I'm acknowledging you. If that's all right, I want to acknowledge you and not acknowledge how nice you are and, you know, how you help so much on here for people such as myself and anybody else that's in, you know, doing independent films that like, don't know a whole lot. You, like I said, you gave me so much information. I'm getting ready to throw some things around, Keith, and when I do, I'm going to let my cast know, Keith taught me this. I'm going to do it, too, because when I tell you I'm going to do something, okay. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to tell him, like, listen, this is what we're going to do. And Keith was the one who told me about it. He taught me this. So all my cast is going to hear your names on my mom. I got about 4 or 5 that's just sitting up there because I honestly, Keith, didn't know what to do. And you just filled me up with so much great information, you know, to fix these movies and to get them out because they're just sitting there, you know. I'm ready. But with that being said, this is an amazing interview. I appreciate you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Keith Powell. Is that what I'm saying? You say your last name. I want to say it right because I'll F your name up.
Yep. You said right, Power.
Power, okay, because I'm trying to tell you, Keith, I don't do names well, okay? Yeah, I'll say the name all backwards and everything.
Remember the name, huh? Lakeem. Remember Lakeem,
oh, that's
my middle name.
Oh, I'm going to stay with the Keith. I'm going to stay with the Keith because I really mess it up then.
You can say you can Google a king, and that can pull up everything about me if you Google a king. You know what I'm saying? My middle name.
Oh, really? I thought you had to do the whole name. You can just do that middle name, and it all comes up.
Yeah, a lot of stuff will come up. At least half the stuff will come up.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you heard that?
Yeah. Listen. All right, guys, I want to tell you thank you again. Okay, I know I'm being repetitive, but I'm so happy. I want to tell you thank you again. Keith, thank you for coming to my show. We're about to go and jam for an hour of Charleston Finest, you understand? And we're going to have a good time on here. Thank you so much, Keith. I can't wait to interview you live, okay? And thank you for this interview right here. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the ones that are on here, thank you so very much. We're about to go and play Charleston's Finest music. You guys have a good night, okay? Thank you very much. This is Sandra from the Sandra Wilson Blog Radio Talk Show. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. Goodbye. All right. Well, I see y'all playing. All right, I see y'all on. I'm not playing now. I got a few 843s still left on here. Y'all ready to get it? Let me see who we got first. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, so, guys, we got to hear this. Y'all got to hear this. And Donna is doing her damn thing. And I got some more, songs of Colors and Pepe. But what I'm doing is, I don't want anybody feeling kind of way. I want you to get used to one song. I don't want to just keep playing. But I am going to play Pepe today because I've not played her yet, and she has to be played, her and Colors. So what I am going to do first is, y'all got to listen to this. Please listen to Colors. Listen to the end. Donna doing her thing. But Dreamland, listen to what Colors saying to his fiance at the end, and guess what? I did not know this was when he had asked her to marry him. My dumb self. I didn't know no better. I'm just thinking, shit, hell, this is just a fly-ass song. No, he was about to...
Many times things seem one way, but it's really another way. And most of the time, it is what it is. Love. Most I'm coming. Donna J. Colors. Woo! In a dream plan, thinking you would understand, baby, that queen don't even need you, man. All she wants is your love, time and your trust, and living in a dream plan, thinking you would understand, baby, that queen don't even need you, man. All she wants is your love, time and your trust. That glow, don't let them take away that glow. Look, girl, you got that glow, don't let them take away that glow. Look, girl, you got that glow, don't let them take away that glow. Look, girl, you got that glow, don't let them take away that glow. True queen, don't have time to be chasing the frowns. I'm something else, nope, just the realest you found. I have a voice and a choice, and I chose you. Unlike your past, money hungry, door not buckaroo. Had no clue she mad at you, said you wanted a skinny bitch. I laughed and say, it is what it is. Her fucking mentality is honestly obvious proof that you were too good for her to be fucking with you. You that dude that would go ghost, she'll run back to you. Run through your phone, put a track on you. That's what she'll do, but not me, I'm busy living my life. You wanna cut me off? I'll hand you the knife. It's all love, but first myself, not needing you to build me up. Shit, I do that myself. All I want is your love, trust in your time. No dime worth more than the highest dollar you find. I tell myself, girl, you got that glow, don't let them take away that glow. Keep it up. Girl, you got that glow, don't let them take away that glow. Got that glow, don't let them take away that glow, glow. Girl, you got that glow, don't let them take away that glow, 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 glow. Don't let them take away that glow, 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 glow. Don't let them take away that glow, 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 glow. Don't let them take away that glow, 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 glow. Don't let them take away that glow.
Can't believe this kind of love exists. to a different twist.
Yeah.
Keep it close like a kiss. Get you open like a locksmith. Amazing grace that's swift. Looking for love, can't believe you was above. My sweet angel, keys to my heart dangle. God's gift with a bow, forever open the door. Your beautiful smile got me running extra mile. Winning all races, to keep our love tight like braces. So blessed and no stress to be through with all the mess. Leave the game for Xbox. Let some birds go with the next flock. Sailing the ocean, never dock. Ongoing future, never stop. It's all God's plan. Welcome to our dreamland. Hey, Vince, I mean, I can't. Every day I wake up, I just be like, oh my God, I can't believe I found someone who just completes me. Oh my God, like you are just so amazing. You're so beautiful, like you're like the projection of the sun. Oh my God, I love you, girl. Like I can't, I want to grow old with you and come back and resurrect and be two butterflies mate.
Guys, I gotta tell you something. I gotta ask him something. Hold on, y'all, hold on. I gotta do it. I gotta do it, guys. I'm sorry. Hold on. Colors, I'm so sorry. Listen, 843, whoever y'all are here, no disrespect. I gotta ask you something. Okay, so can I ask you a few questions about the song?
Yeah, what you all know. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so okay. Oh Jesus. Okay, I don't even know if I can ask this question, but I tell you what. Instead of me going that route, can you please tell us what the song's about when you go into the rapping part?
The song is Dreamland. It's Donna J song featuring me. But
I got it.
When I wrote the verse, I wrote it like a proposal. So when I was trying to figure how I was gonna propose, like we did the song part about a year ago with Jay Brown, and I told Donna that I think this is the song I want to do the proposal. So we came up with a date, and then it ended up getting changed. Had to take care of the stuff, had to get stuff together. But yeah, that was the whole plan of that song and that video, to set it up to be the proposal. And Jay Brown shot the video, Dreamland, because it's like I'm basically just closing out like just a single life, just reminiscing. What I'm talking about, I'm done with all the mess, the lies. You know, you was above me, and just I'm basically summing up. You know, summing up kind of like my dating life, and then kind of closing. It with, like I found someone who's genuine, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like the whole point of Dreamland. And that's how we did the video, like, popping the question on the set. It was, it was so hard to contain that. But, we did. A lot of people came out and supported. It was nice.
Yeah. My thing was this. I ain't taking nothing from Donna. Donna is doing her thing. Also, and when it rolls into your part, that's great, too. I was just trying to understand what the stuff that you were saying. It was so beautiful. I know who you're talking about. It was just the way that you put it that was so well put together. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was like, let me ask you something. Because I was like, when I said let me ask you a question, I knew what, especially to the end what you're talking about. But it was like you found a sister. You know those sisters that wear the white little things with their neck, and she just kind of came out of her flower and just, you kind of seen her standing up there helping kids or something like that. I swear to God, that's what it kind of sounded like. And then it was like she never wanted to like marry or do anything, and she seen you, and you just brought her out.
That's deep.
I swear to God, that's how that sounded. That's why I was like, this shit. That's how I keep playing it. It is so dope. You really gotta listen to it. It is so freaking dope. I was like, oh my God. He's talking about her like she's a sister, and damn, she just like looked at him and was like, oh, she took all her stuff off, like, okay, took and put on regular clothes. It was like, oh God, I gotta marry this man.
I'm telling you, for real,
it's beautiful. Listen, I'm not gonna keep you. I just wanted to say that, guys, don't y'all get all jealous on here. I just wanted to ask Colors a question, but it's just such a deep song, and I love it so much. However, ladies and gentlemen, I got some bad news for y'all. Colors, I'm gonna go ahead and let you off. I just had to ask you about that. Tell Babe I said hi. Tell the baby I said hello, and I can't wait to work with you. Another thing, too, ladies and gentlemen, I think y'all already know, I tell you every time, it's their daughter is going to be in my movie. I cannot wait. It's going to be so beautiful.
Oh, can't wait, Connor.
Yeah, they're going to be there, with her, during her time and all that good stuff. So I can't wait to see her because she's model, she acts, and she's just doing the damn thing. And, guys, listen, she's playing the little star. Shut up. I'm excited. Yeah, that's crazy. I got to tell you. But this is the bad news I have here. Hold on here. Okay, Colors, thank you. I got a little bit of bad news for everybody. All right. And I don't have that much up here anyway, so here we go. Okay, guys, a little bit of bad news. Here we go. We got, oh, my gosh, the blog that wrote me back, I was trying to figure out what was going on, and the only what's going on is you can upload 50 songs. Okay, so I have more than 50 songs on mine. So what I have to do is go in and pull some off in order for the rest of it to play. And that's why I only got a couple of songs on here, and you're not hearing me play newer songs, which is okay. So if anybody on here from Charleston, know that it's not that I don't want to play it. I have to pull some off in order for me to play it. So I'm going to take off, like, Jennifer Lopez and Lee. I'm going to take all of them off so we can get our Charleston thing going on, okay? However, I do have Colors, and I have, what we got is, I'm pulling it up, but I can't play due to the fact that they're, I got to get them off in order to play because there's way off way over 50 songs on here. But what I am going to do, we're going to just kind of close it out with Hezzy, and then I'm going to go ahead and get it all fixed up and come back on one day this week and play 2 hours of nothing but Charleston music, okay? All right, guys, you guys have a good night. I'm just going to go off with this. Colors, thank you so much for coming on. You're just amazing. You really are. I thank you so much for supporting me the way that you do. It's just beautiful, I got to tell you. It makes me feel so good. And not only that, guys, you know, when I left for a while, Colors came, him with the shows that he, all the shows him and Jessica got, them shits is explosive. I'm trying to tell you. They made me feel good. They made me come back. Shit. I was like, my people's is doing their shit, you know? So, yeah, I'm excited. All right, here we go with Hezzy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be playing some more music this time, sometime this week.
Yeah.
We're going to end off with that. We're going to go ahead and get some of this stuff off here, me and Renee, my daughter. And we're going to go ahead and get the music playing.
All
the
times we struggle to remain humble. Huh? For all my bros that I lost since I've been a struggle. To each and every one of my kids, y'all know daddy love you. And to my fans that supported through the kids' hustle. I remember playing nights, mama had the table. Fencing by how she gon' pay the light, water in the cable. Fakes bro wasn't able, locked down behind the walls. Fakes sis wasn't stable, miles away like Waffle Falls. Since me and my little seven trying to stay up on my paper. Daddy was gone until this day, nah, I don't respect it. I don't really care who don't like it, cause I'm my own man. Grab her from the dirt many times, blood on my own hand. Better check the resume, never did ask for handouts. For those who lend the handles, I respect the fact you stood out. You don't gotta like me, you don't even have to speak to me. One thing for certain and two for sure, put some respect on me. I live for what I stand for and I die for what I stand for. God with me, who gon' be against me, and I'm the devil though. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Why so serious, white or black? Discrimination of the great and the racist. We supposed to look at those that kept us alive out the cases. I'm better yet that closest to what I meant to these slavers underpay ya. I'm telling you, God talk at his greatest, man. Sometimes I hate that I'm a Gemini, stand-up guy, two personality with two minds. Since they took my brother all up and thinking it's homicide. Time to ride Mickey Mama cross, somebody gotta fly. I ain't lying, I know what they gon' say, man, respect my mind. Yeah, it's flying, enough said, I'm ducking nothing now. Yeah, now, I remember back in the G now. Solo dolo, low geek from Kennedy, huh? Born a hustle, but they ain't see to the age of 39. He ain't bout nothing, which ride me now. Now he rapping, him too, they doubted me now. You should come see one of my shoes, wouldn't wanna leave now. In it for the bank, bro, come to see. Pay so the cool, I'm a tatty, your gallon so hot like you weighing yo. I'm drippin', I'm salty, I'm drippin', it's been so fuego. Clean up on aisle, find a chocolate on a mind, no, I'm droppin' on them like a porta potty. Yeah, my queen bad, why you so mad, scream my papa daddy, telling me down to my feet, switching my phone on that bass and just for shit, that's on me, yeah, that's my year, humble as I can ever be, to sit on my chair, and I ain't playing with them. Diamond bezel, get a juicy music group, you know I'm with them. Either you love me or you hate me. Either way it goes, I ain't go to God take me. So get used to it, I'm what you all made me. My hustle's automatic and my fans go crazy. Respect it, I'm here.
Good night, y'all. This is Sandra DeSantis with Blog Radio Talk Show. Y'all take care.